Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences, itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com.
In Wisconsin, there's a growing police practice of recording and collecting images of license plates. These images are taken by scanners mounted on police cars. They can record the date, time, and location of every passing vehicle.
But new legislation could soon change the way police departments handle these images and determine how long the images can be kept on file. And we'd love to hear from you on this. Do you think the scanning technology is necessary to police to do their jobs, or do you see it as a privacy violation? Call us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, or tell us what you think on the Central Time Facebook page.
Joining us now is Chris Amity, Executive Director of the ACLU of Wisconsin. Chris, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners around Wisconsin.
So, do you know how widespread this license plate scanning is here in Wisconsin?
We don't know exactly how widespread the practice here is in Wisconsin, but it's certainly growing. Since 2010, numerous law enforcement agencies have adopted it or have expressed an interest in it. And, of course, Milwaukee was one of the ones that adopted it early on. But it's not just a Milwaukee issue. For instance, there's police agencies in Dane County that use it, and as of last summer, 29 agencies around the state had expressed an interest in using this. And this is one of those things that I think has a sort of a bandwagon effect. You know, police managers go to conventions, they talk to salesmen who are pushing this kind of technology, as well as all sorts of other technology, and it starts getting rolled out without adequate thought about how to implement the use of these readers in terms of privacy and other important civil liberties issues.
Well, as far as the function of these, it kind of makes sense. Police have said, you know, we can use these to catch hit-and-run drivers. If there's an amber alert, it's useful for us to be able to search a database of when and where a license plate might have been. In principle, before we get to the longer-term storage of these images, in principle, is there anything wrong with having these things on the streets?
Yes, there is. The ACLU believes that license plate readers do have legitimate purposes and can be used for criminal detection purposes or criminal investigations, but there really should be reasonable suspicion that a crime has occurred before examining all the collected license plate images that police have. And now that, you know, millions and millions of images are being collected and have already been collected in Wisconsin, and a lot of that data is on innocent people, people who have done nothing more than drive down the road, because it's possible to set up your squad car and your automated license plate reader and capture the license plate, including the time, location markers, for every car that goes by. So the trick is to collect the information and then use it to match it against hot lists of stolen cars or suspects in criminal investigations, but don't use it to create dossiers about the goings-on of innocent Americans.
So right now, is there any kind of regulation or guidance on what happens with these images, how long they're kept, how they're used?
Well, that has to be worked out. As of last summer, five states had regulation of license plate readers in their statutes. And now, of course, this bill has been introduced in the Wisconsin legislature by Representatives Craig and Kessler. And the ACLU supports that, because before we get too far into this, you really do need to give it some thought. You know, just like the NSA surveillance of innocent Americans' phone conversations, you know, that grew and grew and grew without any real thought. Technology, whether it's automated license plate readers, unmanned aerial vehicles, concentrated networks of CCTV cameras like in La Crosse, they just tend to grow because you can do it. And as capability runs these things, rather than finding out how best to use them for legitimate law enforcement purposes, so that you can protect civil liberties and privacy.
So in that new legislation, is there guidance on how long you can keep these images around?
Right. It's my understanding that the legislation would require destruction of data within 48 hours unless it matches a hot list to identify information that's relevant to an ongoing criminal investigation. And so that's certainly something that the ACLU wants to see. The ACLU put out a report in July of 2013 called You Are Being Tracked, How License Plate Readers Are Being Used to Record Americans' Movement. And people can go to the National ACLU website to access the whole report. In that report, we make a number of recommendations about when to use the technology, how long things should be retained. What about sharing? And another important thing for the legislation that's under consideration now by the Wisconsin legislature is to make sure that it's not shared in inappropriate ways.
So could an appropriate way be the police in this county or this municipality can share with other police agencies in the state? Would that be okay, do you think?
I think that's fine if it's limited to hits or images that connect to a relevant ongoing criminal investigation. They shouldn't be able to go on fishing expeditions and just sort of throw it all through the Wisconsin Statewide Information Center or some other network that's available here. And it's important to understand that Wisconsin law enforcement is already sharing information through the Statewide Data Fusion Center and other systems like that. And the ACLU, you know, recognizes that a lot of these individual technologies like automated license plate readers or unmanned aerial vehicles or whatever can have legitimate purposes. So, you know, we're not opposed to the technology in and of itself, but what particularly scares us, and I think it's not overblown to say scares us, but people won't think less of us for being scared about the loss of our privacy in this way. What really is an issue is how are they used in networks of surveillance? You know, if you look at, for instance, what's being developed here in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Police Department, of course, they've got automated license plate recognition systems, and they're taking millions of images. They're making hundreds of thousands of officer-initiated stops that are recorded. They're increasingly using CCTV cameras. They've got all kinds of other technologies. And when you put all that together, you can, unless there's proper oversight and proper regulation, create individual dossiers on innocent Americans, and we don't think that's right at the ACLU. And I suspect that there are many people on both sides of the political spectrum that agree with us. You know, the sponsors of this bill, Representative Craig and Representative Kessler, for instance, probably don't see eye to eye on a lot of different things, but one's a Republican, one's a Democrat, but they can agree here that we have to be very careful about implementing this and need some regulation instead of just saying, you can do it, go right ahead.
Police would say, hey, we're not going to create these dossiers. We just want this database for if a license plate comes up with a crime, and then we need to mine this data we've collected. Is that so wrong?
Well, mining data and just matching it against hot lists are two different things. I think what would be a good idea here is, you know, if we're going to have a system, how do you have oversight? If I go back to my example of the National Security Agency and all their telephone intercepts, the court that was supposed to do that oversight was just incapable of doing it. I think it would be a good idea, and in the ACLU report that people can find online, this is among our recommendations, let's have a little self-help when it comes to oversight. Let's make it required that individuals can ask whether or not their record or a record of a hit on their license plate is in the database. People should have access to see if they're in the database and how information about them is being used, because obviously you can't get information about a criminal investigation, but here we've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites who are having information that's going to be put into these databases when they haven't done anything wrong. They've just driven down the street.
Chris, thanks a lot for being with us today.
It's my pleasure.
Chris Amity is the executive director of the ACLU in Wisconsin.